When it comes to counting Sviras HaOmer, Svartim Lachamim Machras HaShabbos, so the Pasuk tells us two things. One thing that it tells us, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, you shall count for 7 weeks, and also says, Tisperu Chamishim Yom, you shall count 50 days, which is 49 days. It tells us about the weeks, and it tells us about the days itself. We have a minug that we have in Sviras HaOmer, is that after you actually count, then we say a paragraph of Harachaman to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. After rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, we say Tehillim Samach Zayim Lam Natzeach Beneginos Mizmor Shir. That's Psalm 67. What is this about? So Rav Asher Weiss tells us that there's two aspects that we have of Sviras HaOmer. One is about weeks, one is about days. What does that mean? The days itself refer to the 49 days, refer to the Memchas Dvarim Shatar Niknes Behem, the 48 ways and 49th that you get to in receiving the Torah, the way you're able to acquire Torah. What about Shiva Shavuos, the 7 weeks? That refers to an essence of purity that a person actually goes through. She says, that's why the Mekubalim have established for us to learn this or to read this Perek of Tehillim. Why? Because Perek Samach Zayin of Lamanatzeach has 7 psukim that correlate to the 7 weeks of purity, and they also have 49 letters, which correlate to the 49 days itself that we have of counting Sphira. So 7 psukim and 49 words that correlate to the 49 days. So therefore he tells us the two things that we have to work on whenever it comes to Sphira. There's the 7 and the 49. What's the 7? The 7 relates to purity. A person works on his midos, perfecting his midos during that time. What's the 49? A person has to work on acquiring Torah. The only way you can truly understand what Sphira is and reach to what Shavuos is about requires two things. And that is, it requires the study of Torah to be able to acquire it and to be able to work on a person's midos. This is why the Bahag was of the opinion that if a person misses a day, he's lacking in the overall Sphira Saomer. He's missing in the general aspect of what that is. So when the Bahag says, Tamimos, to be totally complete, Sheva Shabbosos Tamimos, to be totally complete, you need to have the Sphira Shalema, which means every single day and every single week. If you miss even one of those, you've missed to be Tamim. So therefore, for us to work on our Midos and to be able to acquire Torah, that is what actually makes us whole. You cannot do one without the other. We should be Zocha during these weeks to acquire both 7 and 49.